USA Radio News.
The COVID relief bill can now move forward after Democrats strike a deal with a key member of their own party. Democratic West Virginia Senator Joe Manchin convinced late Friday to support a jobless aid proposal that calls for $300 a week through September 6th. Manchin initially supported a Republican measure that would have ended benefits earlier. Republicans still unanimously opposed the bill, though, worried about the dangers of high inflation.
So if we go back to high inflation like we did back in the 70s, it will be devastating for poor families. So the Democrats are not worried about this. They just want to spend money with all these liberal priorities. And it's not good. Long term, this is devastating for the poorest families in our country and devastating for the people on fixed income.
Republican Florida Senator Rick Scott. Millions of Americans now vaccinated against the coronavirus, but there's confusion about what they can safely do. The CDC working on guidelines, which it says will be out soon. An advisor to the White House's COVID response team announcing yesterday that over half of those 65 and older are now at least partially vaccinated. This is USA Radio News.
The following is a paid announcement. The advertiser was paid a marketing fee for a digital campaign. Please make sure to review our disclaimer on our report page.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the unprecedented boom in the U.S. markets. If you're following EV stocks, then you may know that this potential $3 trillion marketplace depends on graphite for next-generation energy cells. You can get free up-to-the-minute research on the stocks that are leading the way in this red-hot sector with your free subscription to Avid Metals Research Report when you text the word HOT to 48542. Developments in the electric vehicle market are compelling, but investors know we're running short on lithium and graphite supply. Did you know we could also be running short of cobalt? Cobalt is used in chemical production and is one of the critical elements needed to make the EV power source. Research suggests there's not enough ability to mine and process the material to meet demand. We've identified a strategically well-positioned company that could lead the way in solving this critical problem. Get your free research from the Metals Research Report when you text HOT to 48542. Text HOT to 48542.